Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Member by Ram Gold. I am here with Sechus Menachos, Daf Chav Zayin, the third parak HaKomets Rabbah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The next mission begins a series of Mishnahs detailing various parts of mitzvos which are ma'akev each other. This mission discusses components of Menachos. HaKomets Mi'uto ma'akev is Rubo. Regarding a Komets, its small part is essential to its larger part, meaning if any is missing, it's invalid. The same applies to the Yisaron of flour, the wine of Nesachim, and the Shemen. The flour and shemen are ma'akev each other, and the komets and lavona are ma'akev each other. The Gemara presents drushes for all these laws. The next Mishnah lists parts of various karbanos which are ma'akev each other, such as the two se'irim of Yom Kippur and the two kvasim of Shavuos. Other components of karbanos, such as the three components of the paraduma procedure, meaning the eitz, erez, ezov, and shenit toras, and the four components of a matzor's purification procedure, meaning the three just mentioned plus a pair of birds, are ma'akev each other. The Mishnah lists hazos, which are ma'akev each other, the seven hazos of the Paraduma, the seven hazos of Yom Kippur Bein Habadim between the poles of the Aron, and the seven hazos on the Paroches and on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that the form meaning of the lulav are ma'akev each other, because the lekachtem, and you shall take, indicates lekichatama, a complete taking. Rav Chanan bar Rava says they are only ma'akev each other when he does not have them, but if he has them all, it's not ma'akev to take them together in one bundle. This is Chalon Shema Price, which states about the Dal Minim, two of them, the Esrog and Lua, produce fruit, and two do not. Osim Peros Yehuzukukin Oshein Osin. The one which produce fruit require those which do not produce fruit, and vice versa. And a person is not Yotz his obligation, Achi Yukun Ba'aguda Achas, unless they are all tied in one bundle. V'ken Yisrael Ba'hartza'ah Achi Yukun Ba'aguda Achas. So too for Yisrael, regarding appeasement, they cannot obtain it unless they are all united in one group. The Gemara answers that the Rabbanan hold bundling the Dal Minim is not required, where Yehuda holds it is. Even the Rabbanan agree, though, it's a mitzvah to bundle them because the Pasuk states, Zekeli va'nevehu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. And pointing with your Braisa teaches that if the seven hazos of the Parduma were performed shalom uchuvenos, not directed towards the opening of the Heichel, they are not valid. This is contradicted by another Braisa, which teaches that such hazos are valid. Rav Chisa says this reflects a Malchus Anayim. Rav Yehuda and the Rabban disagree about the punishment for entering the Kodesh HaKodashim. After the Malchus is analyzed, it emerges that according to Rav Yehuda, the word El in El Panei HaKapores, in front of the cover of the Aron, is Dafka. It's precise, since one is not high for entering other parts of the Kodesh HaKodashim, whereas according to the Rabbanan, El is not Dafka, since one is liable for entering any part of the Kodesh Kadashim. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, Behiza El Nochach, and he shall sprinkle toward the Ol Moed entrance, means specifically opposite the entrance, whereas according to the Rabbanan, this phrase is not precise, and sprinkling even not towards the Ol Moed is valid. Rami answers that according to the Rabbanan, only sprinkling westward would be valid, even not precisely towards the Ol Moed, but sprinkling towards north or south would not. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next mission begins a series of Mishnahs detailing various parts of mitzvahs which are ma'akev each other. This mission discusses components of Menachos. HaKomets Mi'uto ma'akev is Rubo. Regarding a Komets, its small part is essential to its larger part, meaning if any is missing, it's invalid. The same applies to the Yisaron of flour, the wine of Nesachim, and the Shemen. The flour and shemen are ma'akev each other, and the komets and lavona are ma'akev each other. The Gemara presents drushes for all these laws. The next Mishnah lists parts of various karbanos which are ma'akev each other, such as the two se'irim of Yom Kippur and the two kvasim of Shavuos. Other components of karbanos, such as the three components of the paraduma procedure, meaning the eitz, erez, ezov, and shenit toras, and the four components of a matzor's purification procedure, meaning the three just mentioned plus a pair of birds, are ma'akev each other. The Mishnah lists hazos, which are ma'akev each other, the seven hazos of the Parduma, the seven hazos of Yom Kippur Bein Habadim between the poles of the Aron, and the seven hazos on the Paroches and on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that the form meaning of the lulav are ma'akev each other, because the lekachtem, and you shall take, indicates lekichatama, a complete taking. Rav Chanan bar Rava says they are only ma'akev each other when he does not have them, but if he has them all, it's not ma'akev to take them together in one bundle. This is Chalon Shema Price, which states about the Dal Minim, two of them, the Esrog and Lua, produce fruit, and two do not. Osim Peros Yehuzukukin Oshein Osin. The one which produce fruit require those which do not produce fruit, and vice versa. And a person is not Yotz his obligation, Achi Yukun Ba'aguda Achas, unless they are all tied in one bundle. V'ken Yisrael Ba'hartza'ah Achi Yukun Ba'aguda Achas. So too for Yisrael, regarding appeasement, they cannot obtain it unless they are all united in one group. The Gemara answers that the Rabbanan hold bundling the Dal Minim is not required, where Yehuda holds it is. Even the Rabbanan agree, though, it's a mitzvah to bundle them because the Pasuk states, Zeh keli va'nevehu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. And pointing with you, Braisa teaches that if the seven hazos of the parduma were performed shelo mechuvenos, not directed towards the opening of the heichal, they are not valid. This is contradicted by another Braisa, which teaches that such hazos are valid. Rav Chisa says this reflects a Malchus Tanaim. Rav Yehuda and the Rabban disagree about the punishment for entering the Kodesh HaKodashim. After the Malchus is analyzed, it emerges that according to Rav Yehuda, the word El in El Panei HaKaporis, in front of the cover of the Aron, is dafka. It's precise, since one is not chai for entering other parts of the Kodesh HaKodashim, whereas according to the Rabbanan, El is not dafka, since one is liable for entering any part of the Kodesh Kadashim. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'hiza el nochach, and he shall sprinkle toward the Ol Moed entrance, means specifically opposite the entrance, whereas according to the Rabbanan, this phrase is not precise, and sprinkling even not towards the Ol Moed is valid. Rami answers that according to the Rabbanan, only sprinkling westward would be valid, even not precisely towards the Ol Moed, but sprinkling towards north or south would not. All right, so now we get our siman daf chav zayin, and our standard siman is a kazoo, which is a toy instrument children blow into that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The sounds from the boy playing the me'akev song on his kazoo, as he blew a small part of the kometz away from a kometz kamitza, and from his friend who blew the zeh keli va'nevehu tune, holding the dal meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, distracted the kohen who invalidated the hazos of the blood of the paraduma, since he forgot to direct them towards the entrance of the heichal. Once again, slow motion. The sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo. Kazoo? That must be one daf chav zayin. The sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo as he blew a small part of the kometz away from a kometz kamitza, which reminds us, the next mission begins a series of mishnayos detailing various parts of mitzvos which ma'akev each other. This mission discusses components of menachos. Hakometz mi'utu ma'akevus rubo. Regarding a kometz, its small part is essential to its larger part, meaning if any is missing, it's invalid. The same applies to the isarna flour, the wine of Nesachim, and the shemen. The flour and shemen are ma'akev each other, and the kometz and the levona are ma'akev each other. The Gemara presents drushes for all these laws. So the sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo, as he blew a small part of the kometz away from a kohen's kamitza, and from his friend who blew the zeh keli va'nevehu tune, holding the dalad meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if the dalad meaning of luv must be tied into a bundle. The Rabbanan hold bundling the dalad meaning is not required, while Rabbi Yehuda holds it is. But even the Rabbanan agree it's a mitzvah to bundle them, because the pasuk states, zeh keli va'nevehu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. So the sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo, as he blew a small part of the kometz away from a kohen's kamitza, and from his friend who blew the zeh keli va'nevehu tune, holding the dalad meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, distracted the kohen who invalidated the hazos of the blood of the parduma when he forgot to direct them towards the entrance of the heichal, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a contradiction about the hazos of the parduma, which were not directed towards the Pesach heichal, whether they are valid or not. So once again, the sounds from the boy playing the ma'akev song on his kazoo, as he blew a small part of the kometz away from a kohen's kamitza, and from his friend who blew the zeh keli va'nevehu tune, holding the dalad meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, distracted the kohen who invalidated the hazos of the blood of the paraduma when he forgot to direct them towards the entrance of the heichal. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chav gimel. So the siman daf chav gimel is kuglach. So here goes. When Team Minchas saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach, that must be on daf chav gimel. When Team Minchas saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach by putting oil on them, which reminds us, Amraim discussed komets de Minchas Chota sheshimno. If one placed oil on the komets of a sinner's mincha, Yochan says it's possible, but Reish Lakish says one should rub the komets itself with the remnants of a log of oil from another mincha and offer it up on the Mizbeach, meaning one should ideally rub this kometz along the inside of a kli, which contains drops of oil from a mincha previously held. Therefore, the kometz certainly remains valid if oil was placed on it. So when Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their kometz kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shtei Menachos Shol Nikmetzu Et Minisar B'Zo B'Zo, if two Menachos to which Kemitza had not been performed became mixed with each other, Im Yachol Likmos Mizo Mifnei Atzma O Mizo Mifnei Atzma, if one can do Kemitza from this one separately and do Kemitza from this one separately, meaning enough of each Mincha remains separate, allowing for its Kemitza, both Menachos are valid, but if not, they are invalid. So when Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chota style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their Kometz kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, they retaliated by taking Team Buster's meat from their sandwiches and mixing it with Nevela, which sparked a debate if we go after the Bato or the Mavato from Min Bimino. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas about Nevela and Shchuta being Mavato each other, and whether we go Baser Bato or Baser Mavato. Daf Chav Dalet, so the Simur Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher. Pitcher? That must be more on Daf Chav Dalet, kud. The Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Klima Tzarf Mashva Socho. Lekodesh, which reminds us, Rav Kana answered several questions asked by Rav Chiya's sons about Tziruf Kli, a vessel's ability to combine hektish items inside it. If two halves of a Nisaron of a Mincha were placed into the Visa, the bowl, and a Tfulium touched one half, the other half is also disqualified because Kli Matzarav Mashva Socho Lekodesh, a Kli Sharis, combines what's inside it regarding hektish, even though the two halves are not touching. So the Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Matzarav Mashva Socho Lekodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half of a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tameh, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half, which reminds us, Rav asked if a Nisaron was divided and one half became Tameh, and they were then placed into the Visa, and then a Tvu Yom touched the Tameh half, does the Tar half become Tameh through Tziruv Kli? Do we say Savula Tuma, the flower is already satiated with Tuma, and the second event of Tuma does not affect it and cannot be extended to the other half with Tziruv Kli or not? So the Tvu Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Matzarav Mashva Socho Lekodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tameh, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half, while second Tvu Yom stuck his hand into a large pitcher with three half Nisarons in it, where one had been lost, replaced, and then found again, which reminds us, Rava discusses a divided Isaron where one half was lost and another was designated in its place, and the first was found. All three halves were together in the Visa and one became Tameh. If the Avu, the last one, contracted Tuma, then it and the Rishon, the first half which was never lost, combined to become Tameh, but not the Mufrash, the designated replacement, which was never intended to be one Mincha with the Avud. The Gemara then explains what the din is if one of the other two Isarons were touched instead. Dav Chav He, so the Simur Dav Chav He is the 25th silver anniversary. So here goes. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner, 25th anniversary, that must be on Dav Chav He. The 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the Tzitz themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served if the Kometz was Tameh, not if it was Yotze, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the Kometz became Tameh and the Kohen offered it despite its being disqualified, the Tzitz is Meratze, it affects acceptance and the Shirai may be eaten. However, if the Kometz left the Azara and the Kohen offered it, the Tzitz is not Meratze. She had Tzitz Meratze al Tameh because the Tzitz affects acceptance for Tuma, Veinu Meratze al Yotze, but it does not affect acceptance for the disqualification for leaving the Azara. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the Tzitz-themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served if the Kometz was Tameh, not if it was Yotze, was a disaster when a waiter intentionally threw blood at the Mach Mizbeach, thinking he could still serve the meat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a contradiction if the Tzitz is Meratz for Mezid, and there's a Malchokas about Knas. So the 25th wedding anniversary dinner at the Tzitz-themed restaurant, where Menachu's dishes were still served if the Kometz was Tameh, not if it was Yotze, was a disaster when a waiter intentionally threw Tameh blood at the Mach Mizbeach, thinking he could still serve the mead, but was told by the maitre d' that he couldn't since the Tzitz is only Meratze for Tuma b'mezi, not Zrika b'mezi, which reminds us, Ravina answers the contradiction differently. Tumasu ben b'shoge ben b'mezi d'hurtz, regarding its contracting Tuma, whether it occurred mistakenly or intentionally, it's accepted. Zrikasu b'shoge d'hurtz, b'mezi d'hurtz. However, regarding its Zrika, if it was done mistakenly, it's accepted, but if it was done intentionally, it is not accepted. Thus, the first brisa, which distinguishes between mezid and shogeg, is discussing how the zrika was performed, whereas the second brisa, which says even mezid is accepted, is referring to how it became tameh. Rav Shila makes the opposite distinction. Dav Chav Vav, so the Simur Dav Chav Vav is a military coup. So here goes. Even though the Kohanim coup search party, coup, that must be more on Dav Chav Vav, military coup. Even though the Kohanim Ku search party that went looking for the missing Shiraim of a Mincha came back empty-handed, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the Shiraim of a Mincha became Tameh, were burned, or were lost before the Komos was offered on the Mizbeach, then according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that Zrika of a carbon may be performed even if there's no meat to permit, this Komos may also be offered. But according to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that Zrika cannot be performed without meat to permit, this Komos cannot be offered. So, even though the Kohanim Ku search party that went looking for the missing Shiraim of a Mincha came back empty-handed, they still told the Kohen holding the Kometz in his right hand and not in a Kli that he could be Magdirit. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shelo b'Kli Sharis Pasul, if the Kometz of a Mincha was not placed in the Kli Sharis for sanctification, it is Pasul, but Rabbi Shimon validates it. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is explained in three ways. The first one being, the Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Chia says, that a Pasuk describes a Mincha as Kochatas Uka'ashim, like a chattas and like an ashim. This hekesh teaches Bala Ovda B'yad, if he comes to offer it by hand, without a klisharis, Ovda B'yamin kachattas. He offers it with his right hand, like a chattas, whose blood is applied with the right hand. But Kli, if he offers it in a vessel, Ovda B'smol ka'ashim, he can offer it even with his left hand, like an ashim. So, even though the Kohanim Ku search party that went looking for the missing Shiraim of a Mincha came back empty-handed, they still told the Kohen holding the Kometz in his right hand and not in a Kli that he could be Magdirit. And if they would have found the Shiraim, it would have been permitted to eat as soon as the fire catches on to the Kometz, which reminds us, Amraim discussed, Kometz me'emesayim mati Shiraim ba'achila. When does the Kometz permit the Shiraim in consumption? Rabbi Chanina says, Mishmash lebo sa'ur, for when the fire catches onto the Kometz. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishatatzis bo sa'ur barubo, for when the fire ignited most of the Kometz. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you know that mixing the blood of the parents here proves either olin ein mevatlin ze'azeh or min bemino ein obatol? That's on daf. Chabez. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss the components of menachos which ma'akev each other? That's on daf. Chav Zion. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that eitzim for private korbanos are funded mishal tzibur from communal funds? That's on daf. Chabez. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we milkogs if the dalad minim of luv must be tied in a bundle? That's on daf. Chav Zion. Good. Number 5. Which stuff to have a malchus b'haktar for a mincha whose shiraim became tamei, were burned, or were lost before the kometz was offered on the mizbeach? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do have a contradiction about the hazaz of the Bar Duma not directed towards the Pesach HaHeichel, whether they are valid or not? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a contradiction if the tzitz is maratza for mezi? That's on daf. Chafhe. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss dam shebishlo, blood which one cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood for it? That's on daf. Chafalev. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that the tzitz is maratza for tuma, not for yotze? That's on daf. Chafhe. Great. And number 10. Which stuff discusses which sacrificial items require melech and answers anything burned with wood on the Mizbeach? That's on daf. Chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.